Abby's fourth period. Let's go. Fourth period.
A year ago, you wouldn't have found 17-year-old Richard Flores hurrying to an English class at the Dallas Kent Academy in Oak Cliff.
So, what was the white soldier's opinion about Native Americans?
Near the end of the school year, Richard dropped out after being kicked out.
I was in class and a guy just started talking smack to me and we kind of just got into it. I mean, it got me kicked out before the tax test and I couldn't take the tax.
Then in the fall, Richard enrolled late and left school again. He told friends he just wanted to have some fun. He didn't need an education. But what was really going on was more difficult to talk about.
My dad, like, he got deported and, like, I got into a bad car wreck. I couldn't really pay attention in school. I was thinking about my dad all the time. I thought about him, like, every day in class.
Richard's education was being derailed by personal and family problems so deep he didn't want to take on the additional pressures of school. It's a familiar theme we heard from other male teens who are returning to school at the Dallas Kent Academy.
I was like, man, I don't want to go to school. I'm tired of school in Dallas, man. I don't get along with too much people in here.
Trevante Broomze, a 17-year-old African-American, was expelled for fighting, but he says the real problem was being lonely. He couldn't adjust to a new Dallas school after moving from Louisiana.
All my friends back at home and people down here I don't know too much, so I tried to make new friends, but I couldn't get along with them because of how I act.
18-year-old Angel Morley, who is black, says he was a good student until his stepfather left the family, and he and his mother had to move from California to Texas.
After he left and stuff, we like started struggling and started trying to move to different households and households. We, at one point, I stayed in my cousin's house, and knowing that she smokes every night and drinks every night, I didn't know nobody in Texas, so like, you know, I just started failing and I got taken out of school.
Statistically speaking, Richard, Trevante, and Angel are more likely to drop out than some other teens. One research group that tracks dropout issues says 41% of Hispanic males in Texas and 36% of African American males don't finish 12th grade on time. That's compared with a much lower 27% for all Texas students. While it's difficult to identify a single reason, poverty appears to be a factor. Students from families with the lowest 25% of incomes are 7 times more likely to drop out than students from the highest income families.
You know, one of the things that these children need is a tremendous amount of support.
Richard Marquez is the CEO of Texans Kent Academies, a network of charter schools that includes the one we're visiting. Marquez understands dropouts. He was one of them many years ago. Then he rebooted his education to become a Dallas High School principal and the first President Bush's advisor on dropout prevention. Marquez believes the lack of strong male role models is one reason minority male teens struggle in school.
You know, the girls have their role models, and mostly it's mothers. And the boys have women as role models, and in a lot of instances, they can't find themselves. They don't have anybody to talk to. They feel like they're failing one way or another, either socially or educationally, and somebody has to get them back in the mainstream and explain to them that they're intelligent, that they're capable, that they're competent, and that somebody's going to take some time and effort to help them.
Marquez says the Kent Academy campuses are designed to provide structural and emotional support that may be absent in big public schools. In the hallway, you'll see more than the average number of minority male teachers and counselors, the role models that may be missing at home.
Guys, you got 8 minutes to correct those sentences on the board.
In the classroom, a teacher works with no more than 15 students, which leads to more individual attention. Social workers are there to help students sort through their personal problems. The school day is split into halves, so students can hold down jobs if they need to.
We should always accept them regardless of their circumstance, and we should understand that humans mature at different ages, and all they really need is a tremendous amount of support and assistance.
It's a formula that's working for Trevante, who says he finally fits in somewhere.
These students up here, they ain't come up here to play around. They come up here to, you know, do their work and leave. They're trying to graduate like I am.
The Dallas Kent model is also working for Angel, who now sees a future beyond his transitory home life.
I was thinking about going to Ohio State to like study paleontology. When I was young, I was fascinated in dinosaurs and stuff like that.
Richard credits a former girlfriend with his coming back to school.
She tells me, like, you're so smart. You have all this potential, you know. Don't let it go to waste, because then you'll really be just a statistic and a fool. My goal is to graduate, and then after that, go to college for graphic design. I want to open up my own clothing label.
These teams may be changing the statistical model for minority dropouts. When all is said and done, they plan to be on the right side of the equation, holding their diplomas. But the path may be bumpy, as it has been for another student we met at the Dallas Khan Academy. 17-year-old Fernando told us about moving between his father's and his mother's homes, where no one made him go to school.
I just really didn't have that parental support. My sister was there for me. She cooked and she cleaned and everything for me. She washed all my clothes and stuff, but I had to learn everything on my own. I really didn't have like anybody there to look out for me or anything.
The day after our interview, school officials asked Fernando to leave for reasons they can't talk about. But they say they hope he'll return, as many students do. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.